Back to the mountain life, healthy living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. We were just speaking with Jim Klopman, Balance is Power, slackbow.com. And now it's that really great time of year again, winter. The Nordic trails are being groomed and in really great shape, actually. And that means it's time to get our annual update on the Park City-based Nordic Betties. It's the women's ski program. Well, not only with the best training, but with the best outfits. That's what Tim thinks. Joining us is longtime local Nordic skier and Betty's coach, Inge Travis. Nice to have you, Inge. Welcome back.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Tim.
It seems like you were just here.
I know.
Was that a year ago?
It was a year ago.
Crazy.
But we're back and we're excited. It's snowing and it's not even December.
I know. It's so good. It's funny how when it happens this early, you just assume it's going to be that way for the rest of the winter and you get so excited. And then, but let's pretend it's just going forward like this. Do you have
great.
A full roster?
You know, we still have space. We have two sessions on Tuesday. There was a time when we started 6 years ago, we had three sessions, but we still have two sessions. Now we have two sessions on Tuesday. They're an hour and 15 minutes long. One starts at 10 and one starts at noon, and that's a 10-week program. But we have added, 3 years ago, we added a newbie program, which is on Wednesdays, and that starts at 10, and this is for ladies that have never been on skis before or have been on them a few times, and it's a 6-week program that starts in January. The 10-week one starts December 11th. And we also added, 3 years ago, a classic Nordic skiing. And I'll be honest, when I started learning 21 years ago, I really didn't like those skis. I didn't like those thin skis. And I learned that classic is totally different than skate. The gear is different. And so that's totally separate. I mean, it's different than skate skiing. And we have a woman that has been with us for 6 years, and she actually does both, one on Wednesday and one on Tuesday.
As a coach?
No.
Oh.
She's a Betty.
Client.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a Betty,
yes.
Not a client, a Betty.
Exactly.
She does both. Right. It seems like, I mean, I've skied for, I don't know, 25 years. And the thing that I love about it is I'm always working on some part of my technique. And it makes it just such a, I don't know, like a zen sport. I think that's part of why I love it. But why do you love it? You are such an accomplished athlete and Nordic skier. I love to watch you in the race. I can usually see you.
Do you watch her from behind or to the side?
No, that is not true.
Where are you watching from?
I watch Lynn.
I watch her from behind for a while, and then she moves out of my view ahead of me.
You're funny. You know what? Annie and I, my partner Annie Morgan and I, we started this. It has been 6 years ago because ever so often women would come up to us and be like, I want to learn how to Nordic ski. And I think it can be somewhat intimidating in the beginning, and sometimes it looks really easy, but then when you get out there, it's not as easy as you think. In fact, I sort of still consider myself a newbie, but that's why I love teaching. We have all levels. We have newbies to advanced, and
but that's part of why you love it, isn't it? Because you do feel a little bit like a beginner every time you're out there, and you get to work on aspects of your technique all the time. And now we get to work on balance as well.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that. That would be great for us. So we have all different levels, and Annie and I really started it because there were women that, you know, wanted to learn, and then I think it can be intimidating. The first year, we thought we were going to get 7. We actually ended up with 50 and capped it at 50 just because we wanted to make sure we had a quality program. We actually have, as I said, we started 6 years ago. We still have the exact same coaches we started off with. And what Lynn said, we have all different levels of coaches. We have an Olympian. We have someone that has been skating since they were 5 and coached at Boulder and runs the kid program now, the Nordic program.
But now you're describing why it can be intimidating.
No. I mean, we are out there to have fun. I mean, it's a supportive, social... I mean, seriously, this is why Tim wants to join us, and he even offered to dress up like a woman.
I thought I was an honorary member.
And I said, No, wait. I mean, what could be better than being outside with a bunch of women, learning something new? And just like Lynn said, we as coaches are learning, you know, every time we're out there. And just as Tim said, balance. I mean, the skills are all the same. One thing that is nice about the Bettys is, you know, we have five different levels, but you can self-regulate. You know, there have been women that come and will be like, you know what, I'm a little tired today. I want to, you know, ski in a slower group. We're always learning the same thing. You know, so every week, the coaches, we all know what we're going to focus on. So as I said, if you self-regulate, it's not like you're going to miss something from the week before. But I mean, it's a social, fun environment. I think they requested a race group one year, and it was hilarious. So we had seven women in this race group. And then I had about five women from Florida that didn't know each other. Now they love each other. I think they go out to lunch, you know, once a month. But I showed up at a race at Jeremy Ranch, and there was no one in our race group there. But there was these five women from Florida, and they had to go down a steep hill in the beginning. And I was more scared than they were. You know, luckily we had worked on our snowplow, but they went for it. They were friggin' hilarious. And they're just out there having fun. And there is a race series in town. I think you both have participated, and there are 8-year-olds, and I think I've even seen an 80-year-old, and it's a lifelong, you know, sport or skill.
That is the wonderful thing about Nordic skiing. It's low impact. It involves your whole body. It is wonderful. I've done a couple races in Europe, which are so much fun. Yeah. The World Loppet races that are long marathon, you know, 50K, and you'll see these 80-year-olds out there, and they have their same one-piece Lycra race suit that they've had since the 70s.
Oh, kind of
like Tim.
And why did you wear it?
No, you know that they... Oh, he does. He does. You know that they've been doing it with just... I mean, there's just something about Nordic skiing that I think it's unlike anything I've ever done, and I just think it's so special and important for, you know, all ages.
Right.
It's the best overall all-body workout. So the website is nordicbetties.com?
Yep. Park City Nordic Bettys. Bettys is spelled B-E-T-T-I-E-S. We have a different hat every year. It's special. It's one of a kind. You get a hat every year. We do a wax clinic. We had our initial party already, but we'll probably have another party. And we have started a tradition of doing an egg hunt at the end of the year. There's always a golden egg, which is a free entry, or it's a free Bettys and for next year, the following season, and all these other goodies. And, you know, we're out there. We're very respectful of your time. It's not like we're out there, you know, chasing one another. We're out there learning. We work on our skills. You get a workout. It's one of those things, you know, when you'll show up to something and be like, oh, you know, I don't know if I want to be here. And at the end of everybody's, the coaches are psyched. The ladies are psyched. We're talkative. They end up skiing longer. If we ski at White Pine or Jeremy Ranch, we cover your passes. I do want to say thank you to Jeremy, White Pine, and Mountain Trails. They're all very supportive of Bettys. We, thanks to all the Bettys, we have sponsored the Land of Oz, which is one of the trails out in Round Valley.
Okay. My favorite 5K. Bettys.
Is it because there's no dogs? Well, I love dogs. Well, you can't say
I love dogs too.
Then when they're biting your poles. No, we love dogs as well, but...
That's a hard 5K.
It is.
That's your favorite?
That is my favorite.
I prefer the flat 5Ks.
You know,
I love Land of Oz.
Yeah, and you know, I think we're one of the other things about the Bettys, you know, we assume that everyone knows all the trails headed Round Valley, that you can ski at the UOP, that there is, I mean, Park City has just gotten after it. And thank you, Mountain Trails and Basin Rec. They've added so many trails that you don't have to pay to go on. And some women have lived here, you know, for over 20 years, and they don't even realize that you can go skiing here or running and walking, and there's all... So you get to know the town as well.
Mm. Talk briefly about, we just have a minute left, but the Classic. What day is the Classic?
So the Classic is on Wednesdays. It is, and it's 6 weeks, and it starts the first week of December. I mean, sorry, the first week of January on January 2nd. It's the same. It's an hour and 15 minutes. both Jeremy and White Pine rent Classic, and they rent Skate as well. So mm-hmm. it's not like you have to make a big investment right away. So I mean, there's rentals out there, and
isn't it the Olympian that's the coach of the
yes.
Classic? And I forget her name.
Lori Humbert.
That's right, Lori
and
Humbert.
And I'm teaching the newbie, so I haven't gone to her Classic, but. Our other coaches have, and they said it's great. And it's obviously great because these women keep coming back.
And then also quickly, you get some discount on a season's pass if you sign up for the Nordic Betties at White Pine and at Jeremy? Or
yeah, we at White Pine has been great to us the past 2 years. It does end the end of November, but you can get on our website. They give us an amazing deal. And Jeremy Ranch as well. Oh, and you know what? All Betties get 25% off soft good retail. They're no longer selling skis at Jeremy Ranch, but so Betties get 25% off all year long for the retail there, and they also offer a great deal on season passes. So we love this community, and women keep coming out of the woodwork. We're, you know, Annie are like, oh, you know, we're not going to get any women this year, and at our party, we're like, who are all these women?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's fun.
Well, you guys do a great job, and testament to that is I have tried to become a coach for the Nordic Betties for the last, like, 4 years in a row, and they always say, no one ever leaves. We have no room. Our coaching staff loves what they do. They have so much fun, and so we have no room for you.
Well, we would love to have you, Lynn.
Thanks,
not
Andy.
You, Tim. No, we have done the past. We have done a Manly Monday because all these husbands were jealous. And I said to the men, I was like, man, you guys are hard to teach because you don't listen. You think you know everything. So, yeah. It was
are we
so
gender
funny.
Stereotyping?
No, they were hilarious. You should have seen their outfits, too.
And so you nixed the Manly Monday.
No. If we get a request, we'll definitely do it again.
You could be the ringleader.
You know what? There is a rumor in town that a good friend of ours is starting a Freddy's.
Nordic Freddy's.
But those guys need to race. I think it's more of a race series. So Tim can wear his tight suit. Woohoo, Tim.
From the 70s.
Well, I've got the speed haircut and the speed suit, but it is a little old. Both are a little old.
You know what happens to Lycra after a couple decades?
Oh, God.
It gets kind of saggy.
And see-through. Yahoo!
All right. Inge Travis, the Nordic Betties, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you, and thanks, Tim.
And we'll be right back after this.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990,